AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A Boston jury convicts a sole defendant in the Marathon bombing trial. Sagar Magani has more.
Guilty on all 30 counts and eligible for the death penalty. Johar Tsarnaev sat arms folded, looking down as the verdicts were read. Not much different behavior from what bombing survivor Karen Broussard saw throughout the trial.
Completely disinterested.
The jury will now decide whether Tsarnaev should be executed or spend life in prison. For the defense, the argument is he fell under his brother's spell. But former federal prosecutor Tom Durkin says the government will revisit the bombing's horror in pushing for death.
They'll play the fear card.
I'm Sagar Magani.
The mayor of North Charleston, South Carolina, says his city has been rocked by the shooting death of a black motorist by a white police officer.
This has been a horrible tragedy within our community. There have been two families that have been harmed great by what occurred, both the victims and the officer's family.
Mayor Keith Summey says Officer Michael Schlager has been fired after he was charged with murder in the death of Walter Scott as he was apparently running away from Schlager. A video of the shooting was given to Scott's family, who released it to the media as well as the public. The South Carolina Law Enforcement Division is investigating, along with the FBI and the Justice Department's Civil Rights Division. Lawyers hired by the family of a black man found hanging in Mississippi say they're hiring independent experts to conduct an investigation separate from the one pursued by state and federal authorities. An attorney says family members do not believe Otis Byrd killed himself. Byrd was found hanging near his home in Port Gibson last month. Authorities are trying to determine if he was killed or took his own life. This is AP Radio News. The IRS might not be able to help most late filers as they scramble to do their taxes before the April 15th deadline. Jerry Boatlander with more.
If you've waited until now to start dealing with your taxes, which are due next week, don't expect much help if you call the IRS.
More than 6 out of 10 people who called could not reach a live assister. That's simply unacceptable.
IRS Commissioner John Koskinen says budget cuts meant the agency couldn't hire seasonal help, so a lot of calls go unanswered. He estimates the government will take in $2 billion less this year because it's lost enforcement and other personnel. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
The NFL has hired Sarah Thomas as its first female full-time game official. Thomas, who's worked exhibition games, will be a line judge next season. 41-year-old Thomas has broken ground in the officiating field before, the first woman to work college games in 2007. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.